Why did you choose Bear Backmeyer as the starting quarterback?
As A-Rod explained all that already, so we're good. Like I said before, we settled it on the field, and so, you know, we feel like that's the best move, and what we've seen in camp so far and all the practices, he gives us the best chance right now. And also, we have a lot of quarterbacks that can play, so that makes me feel good that if, you know, hopefully we don't have to go down that route, but if we do, we have a lot of quarterbacks that can help us win games.
How does it make your job easier now that a QB1 is officially named?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one part that gets a little bit easy, but the rest of it is still, you still want to be able to have your quarterbacks develop and progress. And so, McKay and the others are just one play away from being on the field. So we still need them to come along and need them to develop. And that goes with every position. But now we kind of have an order in place, and we can kind of manage everything right now, including the pitch count, how many times they throw the ball, and get them just getting ready to be mentally ready for the game, but also physically ready with their arms, their legs, and everything.
In your experience through college football, have you ever heard of a program starting a true freshman in opening day?
I mean, I'm sure somebody has done it before, so it's not like, I don't think we're the first ones to do it, but I don't know how many of them have had Bear Backmeyer, you know what I mean? So we know that he was in the mix at Stanford when he was there, but we saw something in him way back when he was in high school, and we're excited to have him here and excited to have him part of our team. But I'm really excited that he's going to, you know, take us and lead us in the first play on offense. So that's going to be the key, and getting him ready. So we still have a lot of work to do offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise. So we'll take advantage of the next week and a half and make sure that we're ready to go by the time we open up against Portland State, who has a game, this Saturday. So it's good. We'll be able to watch, I think, our first two opponents play this weekend. So it'll be good film for us to watch.
When you say other teams didn't have a Bear Backmeyer, when you say that, what are you saying about Bear?
I think he's a special player. I think he's very intelligent. His football IQ, he's got a great football IQ. But I think also the competition in the room got the most out of him, and got the most out of McKay, and got the most out of Trayson and Emerson. I saw all those quarterbacks get better. And so, we felt like this was the right decision to make. And I think looking at the overall part of camp and seeing every variable that went into the decision-making process, we feel really good about it.
With the doubters for this BYU football team, what emotions and feelings do you sense from the players coming in and out of the field into practice?
Oh, I'm not worried about what people say about us, I mean, good or bad. So, I think our guys understand where we're at. We got a lot to prove still, and I think I'm excited for everybody to find out what happens.
Do you think it makes the team have this feeling that they want to prove people wrong and brings an extra fire into practice?
No, I think we're more interested in proving ourselves right. I think we feel really good about ourselves. I think we're a secure football program, so we don't need to have other people tell us how good we are or how bad we are. We put in the work, the science that we put in, the data that we get, and it tells us that we're in a really good position this year, and I feel really good about it. But other than that, you still have to go out there and play, and the other team is they're working hard too, and everybody on their schedule is working hard. We have a lot of respect for them, so this isn't an easy game. It's a tough thing, but that's what makes it so exciting, and that's why people will show up and watch us play, and we're just hoping to put on a show.
From your experience in quarterback competitions, Kalani, what do you say to the guys that didn't win the job to stay engaged? What do you tell them?
Yeah, well, we still need them. I mean, that's the leadership that McKay and Trayson bring to the table. It's huge. They've been in Division I games before, so the mentoring and the tutoring that they can give to Bear themselves has been nice. And I like the group all together. There's not a lot of egos on our program, and in that quarterback room where you think it could happen, I've been really impressed with the way McKay and Trayson and Emerson, everybody's handled themselves, and I think it's a really good fit, and goes to show the culture that we have in that room and on our football team. I feel really good about the leadership and the team first mentality.
Hey, Rod expresses confidence that you really run the football. How much can that help a guy like Bear settle in?
Yeah, I think if you could just keep guys guessing and what we're, how we're gonna, I mean, I think if you ask L.J. Martin, he feels good about running the ball, and same with Sione Moa and the O-line. I mean, we want people to have to defend us both in the air and on the ground. So, we're going to try to find ways to put points on the board, but defenses work really hard too, and so we have to take what we can get. But sometimes we've got to establish an identity and figure some things out, and that usually comes with a little bit of physical play. And this camp we were really physical, even with the ones, and so I feel good about the progress that we've made. Now we've got to focus on Portland State and start focusing on the season and start being more strategic on how we want to, bring our install. And we got a lot of film, but now we have to kind of just hone in on what our game plan will be against Portland State.
Kyle said yesterday, I'm not sure if it was tongue-in-cheek, but because of the new injury reporting rules, he may not publish a depth chart. Would you go that far?
Oh, really? I'm just going to do what everybody tells us to do, and we usually... Kenny, we're doing depth chart?
We'll see.
Yeah, so we'll probably have a depth chart. We'll see. I don't know. I think you kind of can figure it out. You guys see what's going on here when we let you guys watch our film. I watch our practices. You kind of have a feel for who's going to be on the field. But, yeah, I don't mind putting a depth chart out. And I can't speak for Kyle, but, you know, we just... Is he talking about the injuries that we have to announce? And,
Yeah, his response to that.
I actually think that makes it easier for me. Now I don't have to, like, I can just kind of tell you guys where it's going to be. Yeah, so that, yeah, makes it easy for all of us, and so that part will be good. So, yeah.
Coach Roderick said that Bear's biggest strength is his knowledge and how smart he is. He's very patient. What would you, as the head coach, say Bear's biggest strength is?
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think that he's a big boy. Look at him. He wears number 47, and I think he can fill out that number. So that, I think the ability that he has to be able to run the ball is a big part of what he can do for us on the offense. But, again, all our quarterbacks can run, and they're athletic. The thing that I like about all of them, they can throw the ball. So, quarterbacks don't have to manage the game and put points up. But I think he's willing to do it however we ask him to, whether it's throw the ball, hand the ball off, or run himself. Yeah, Will Farron's a great kicker, but Matthias Dunn's giving him a run for his money. So, yeah. Matthias is actually having a really good camp, and so that's kind of hard for him to be behind a really, really good kicker. But I think Matthias' time will come, but yeah.